The Powassan Voodoos used the strength of the four-goal first period to send them past the Hearst Lumberjacks Friday evening in Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League play at the Powassan Sportsplex. The hometown Voodoos were quick to find the mark as they found themselves up by 3 before the matchup was 8 minutes old. Their first marker came at 4:26 when Ryan Patrick banged in a rebound off a Carson Ritchie one-timer from just inside the blue line. Powassan then added another as Cameron Lemke tipped in a Mitch Wilkie point shot, while his club was on the power play. Not done there, Matthew McMillan chipped a puck by a Lumberjacks defender then darted down the right wing before whipping one by Hearst goalkeeper Ethan Dinsdale. The Voodoos then took a 4-0 lead into the intermission when Chase Thompson sent Caden Long in alone on Dinsdale, who in turn sent a sharp snapshot by him at 18:56. Continuing the click offensively, Powassan went up by 5.5 minutes into the second stanza, when Thomas Gazich lifted in a backhand from the top of the crease off an odd man rush. Hearst would finally solve Cannon Flagell in the Voodoo's net as Matthew Comeau snagged a loose puck and skated in, then chipping one in at 14:49. Moving to the final frame, the Lumberjacks battled back with two tallies in the final 10 minutes thanks to Tyler Bortkovich jamming in a loose puck that lay behind Flagell and Mason Sverich, who snapped in a one-timer with 6:03 to go. In the end though, Powassan would prevail after Reese Smetham scored into an empty net, in the final minute, to cap off the home ice victory. With the win, the Voodoos improved to 27-11 1-0 on the season while Hearst fell to 28-10 2-0 in defeat. The Voodoos are back on the ice on Wednesday, February 1 as they host the visiting French River Rapids. Puck drop is set for 7 p.m. at the Powassan Sportsplex.